Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio. Yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to hour number two of Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. Want you to join us in the studio here at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Join us on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. And if you got any questions on stuff, you can also contact me on our website, which is aroundthehouseonline.com. All right, our first caller here is a friend of the show. Welcome, Anna Canzano.
Hi, happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday. So I am going to be your guest on Monday.
I know, this is so great. Like, I think you are the perfect person to talk with. Obviously, this is just second nature to you, because we'll be talking all about home improvement and how to maintain your house. This is just a topic that I'm personally interested in, because I feel like there's probably a million things that we could tackle as far as topics that I don't know to do that would extend the life of our home in various ways.
Oh, man, there are so many little things you can do that can save you a ton of money in the long run if you just get after them.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think they're probably not super hard. I mean, fortunately, the husband is fairly handy. Like, he grew up essentially on a one-acre farm.
Nice.
And so that's really helpful to have a guy that, you know, knows how to do things around the house. So that makes it easier. And I'm not above rolling up my sleeves and helping out either.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, I'm going to be on your show on Monday. Let's tell people how they can tune into this, because it's going to be like the Monday edition Around the House, but you're going to see me on video too.
I know. That's fun. So people are normally used to just listening to you. I guess I do see you on various television outlets, but if you want to tune in, just head to my Facebook page or my Twitter account. Just look for Anna Canzano, and or search for the show. It's actually called That Expert Show. So either my name, Anna Canzano, or That Expert Show on Facebook and Twitter, Monday at 11 a.m., we will be live with Eric G.
Sounds good. I am looking forward to seeing you on Monday.
Yeah, well, and if your viewers, you know, have questions, I know they always can call into your show, but if they want to post on, you know, my Facebook or Twitter pages as well, we can field those questions for you there, too.
And do that, because there's so many people that are too scared to, they're worried about calling in and they're worried about getting there on the radio. This is how they can do it and still get the question answered really easily.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, and I'll see you in a couple days. All right. Thanks, Anna. Let's jump out here real quick to David in Kennewick. Welcome to Around the House.
How are you doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm completely opposite of her husband, and I'm a man with 10 thumbs and ignorance galore.
Awesome.
So my question is that my home is about 50 years old.
Okay.
It's unbelievable, but the air conditioner system is barely still running.
All right.
So I've been saving up money to replace it.
Okay.
My big question is it worth putting a better unit in it and consider keeping the home, or should I do like a bare minimum? Because I do know that it's going to need a new roof and some siding also. Is it worth going ahead and spending extra money for a little bit better of a unit and keeping the house in today's economy?
You know something? I grew up in Kennewick, so I this is my backyard, and I will say one of the most important things living there is having something that's going to perform really well, because I remember as a kid it being 10 below zero and being 115 in a calendar year. So I think having that working well is going to be a good advice for you, as well as really it's not that if you're replacing the unit anyway, putting the right size unit in there isn't going to cost you that much more when it comes down to it, because the labor is going to be the same.
Okay. So I guess one other question is that, you know, I do have gas at this point.
Nice.
Is it feasible, or do you think it would be better to go with possibly switching over to like a heat pump and going with electric, or keeping gas, in your opinion?
You know, I'll be honest. It's not that big a difference price-wise because, you know, one of the benefits we have here in the Northwest is our gas rates aren't crazy and our electricity is relatively inexpensive. So for me, I have gas now and gas heat and electric, you know, AC. It works really well. But you can get some more energy savings doing the heat pump, you know, that might cost you a little bit less, but I would take a look and see what the systems cost you. You might have to, when you do the heat pump, it might take you a little bit more on the electrical changes, because if you're using gas now, you might not have big enough circuits. You might have a little extra electrician work getting that dialed in and getting the right power to your unit.
All right, can I ask you one last question?
Sure, man.
On that? All right. So my understanding from talking to a few people, they talked about the old systems of AC units used to have just a box right below the unit underneath the house.
Yep.
And then they would branch off from there. Newer units are more designed to where they come down, they move to a box, and then they branch out from there. Is it worth the investment to put in the money to have them fix the piping underneath, or just go ahead and just put a unit in and go with it?
I would have them fix the piping underneath. I think it's worth it. And the problem is if you've got metal, like if you go with just the old school galvanized, you know, metal ductwork under there, you get a lot more pressure throughout the house. Because what happens is with that fan, if it's all just kind of low grade flex ducting, you know, it's like blowing through a straw or something that's soft. You're going to get better air pressure throughout the house with the more metal duct you have. And the more it's dialed in for that system, the more efficient it's going to be, and more importantly, the more even the heat's going to be throughout the house.
Awesome. Hey, thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, man. Enjoy it over in the Tri-Cities, man. Thanks for listening on KONA. Appreciate it, David.
You will. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That opens up another line, 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. We're going to talk about rodents here this hour, which is the planned topic. But you know something? If you've got and want to continue our neighbor questions, where last hour we were talking about bad neighbor stories and stuff that you were fighting within your neighborhood, we'll take those calls at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. All right. Here's the thing. This can actually kind of parlay in with our last topic, pests. And how to control rodents. I'm not talking getting out the chemicals and nuking everything inside out there. I'm talking about some little things you can do to maybe keep it dialed back so your house is not where they all want to stay. Nobody wants to be the Pied Piper of rodents out there. So many people make some simple mistakes that put you at high risk for having those things. For instance, I had a neighbor, cool guy, liked him, got along with him well. He would go out and feed the birds. Did he have a bird feeder? Nope. He'd just go out on his back concrete patio, pour out a 5-pound thing, and just let him go after it. Problem was, that was the buffet line for the rice, the rat, the all of the mice, rats, rodents, skunks. Yeah, skunks. And guess what happened? Not before he kind of moved out of that place. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up because Julie's out doing her work thing, and I can hear the dog bark and the dude scream. Then, about 10 minutes later, I could kind of smell the subtle scent of a skunk. Talked to him the next day. Yeah. Dog got skunked. He got skunked. Not what I want to do at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm just kind of waking up. That's a rough one. So we want to keep these things from happening. I even did a TV segment on this. We're going to talk about that when we come back. 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns.
Last night I said I was afraid to let go. You changed me, made my great awake in the cold.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. Welcome back. And if you're just joining us, don't worry. You missed a lot of great shows so far. We've still got more to go, but you can catch it on the podcast. It is available just about anywhere you're going to find a podcast out there. But if not, head over to our Facebook page. We post it up every time. You can find it there. It will direct you to the proper location. That is Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you like and follow it. And then when you get on there, take a look for Around the House Nation. You can search for that as well. Ask and follow it. You're going to see the siding project I was doing yesterday with my buddy Dan. Take a look at that, and I want to get your comments on that as well. It is a new product that's kind of cool, which I'll probably be talking about next week. One thing, too, I want to let you know that pay attention over the next month, month and a half. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling during the week, and I want you to join us on Facebook because I'm going to be doing a lot of Facebook Live stuff, and you can actually comment while I'm looking through stuff, especially when I'm down at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in the International Builder Show. I'm going to be down there. You're going to see me doing live stuff with Skip Bedell and Allison Bedell from Catch a Contractor. Probably end up doing something with my buddy Jeff Devlin from Stonehouse Revival 2. We're going to have a lot of different people down there, and I'm going to show you some cool new things that you get to see before it's on one of the HGTV specials that'll come out in 6 to 9 months talking about that. So give us a call, 503-417-9595. That is 503-417-9595. Let's run out to Michael in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Fantastic. Getting ready to go to work.
Right on.
But you guys have a rodentia issue.
Mm-hmm.
I got the best solution in the world. It has about a 16-year shelf life.
Whoa.
Yeah, get a cat.
there you go.
I had a cat that we would stack up mice like cordwood.
Nice. You know, but the problem is you got to get a good cat, because I know people out there that have cats, they don't want nothing to do with it. They just want to chill out. Sounds like you got a good cat.
the best thing to do is if you go to like the Humane Society.
Yep.
You find the cat that's not napping. Find the one that's stalking around the perimeter. He's the hunter.
There you go. There's some good advice right there. The hunter is what you want. Keep that thing. Yeah. That way it can kind of go out on patrol for you. And you're right. Now you got a lot less rodents.
Exactly.
Right on, man. That. Well, hey, have a good work day, and thanks for listening to Around the House and giving us a call.
All right, bye.
Thanks, man. All right, that's a good advice right there. But now you have to get another pet. But might keep the mice and rodent thing down. Problem is, though, is if you got a bobcat in the neighborhood or things like that, that could be the battle royale in the background. You don't want to have that in the backyard going on. So that's the problem. And we've got that in my neighborhood that there's, you know, that's one of the things. It's my love-hate relationship with next door. I'm going to parlay hour number one and hour two together. I have no beef with next door. There's some great things on there. Great. I can find out if there's, you know, people go, hey, I just saw a bobcat, and they put pictures up. Great communication, because I'm not Facebook friends with these guys or Instagram or Twitter or whatever else. So there's some great things with that, as well as finding out what's going on in the neighborhood. You can see, hey, there's somebody that called in a car prowl. There's, you know, you get to learn kind of what's going on out there. But it's a great information for that. But going back into hour one subject, do not be passive aggressive with your neighbor on next door. Just go over, knock on the door, and talk to them. If not, no sense making a fool out of yourself online, because I tell you what, there are plenty of people that can do that on there. Hey, I got this neighbor. One that went on for months was somebody complaining about their neighbor and their wood stove that they were heating their home with. They didn't like the smell of smoke. And in the wintertime, they like to open their windows up. So, yeah, it's like, you know, you live in the woods. Somebody's got a wood stove, they're being legal, and you don't open your windows up, and that's probably their single source of heat, might want to move. That's when, I hate to say it, I'm going to sound a little rude with this, that might be time to get an apartment or get a condo downtown, and that way you don't have to worry about it. So, all right, words to the wise. So here's the thing, we're talking about rodents and stuff this hour. I want you to join in the conversation at 503-417-9595, because we're going to run out of show pretty soon now that we're around on the bottom of the hour, getting ready to head towards the top in a minute here. 503-417-9595. And if you have a comment about maybe some of your neighborhoodly issues, feel free to call in with that as well. But here's the thing. One of the biggest things you can do to cut rodents down in your neighborhood, make it so you don't have any food around there. Cut the food out. They're looking for food or a place to camp out. If you get rid of the food, maybe your neighbor down the street who's out feeding is going to get your rodents. So if you can do that, that is one good thing. Now, here's the thing, too. If you've got skunks or everything out like that in your suburban neighborhood, go around and make sure that your fence is nice and tight around the outside. Think about, you don't want to let a small cat or a dog out underneath it. And it's always the gates that seem to be the first place. But go around and make sure that that fence is nice and tight. If so, you're probably going to keep them out of the backyard because they're not going to do a ton of climbing to get over the top of that. If you make it easy, they're going to come in. And if you've eliminated the food and you've got the good solid fence, odds are it's probably too much work for them and they're going to go someplace else. Now, here's the thing. If you want to go out and feed the squirrels in the backyard, great. I get it. You know, you're going to domesticate your own squirrel? Not a problem. Don't just go throw stuff out on the back porch. You know, that's the problem. If you're going to feed them, make sure you're not leaving that stuff out there. If you see the squirrel out there, put it down, walk away, do your thing. But if you leave that over time and time again, you're just training all the animals to come feed at your place. So it's about getting that food under control. Now, when you're dealing with mice, one of the other little tips out there is a mice can go through a hole the size of a pencil. So think about that. So they make great spray foam out there that is rodent proof. They won't dive into it because I think they're using pepper and things in it that they don't like those ghost peppers very well. So they keep it so you're not going to go eating through that and digging through it. It's just like you're macing them basically. So use that foam. It's rodent rated. You can get it at most home improvement stores. Go around, clean up all those little holes. Maybe the cable guy came through and made a big mess. Maybe it was the heating air conditioning company. Maybe it was an electrician going through there. All those places where there are holes, or maybe even you got a vent going into your crawl space that the vent screen is ripped. Go through and take care of those things. And guess what? You're going to keep them out of your house a lot easier than giving them a freeway right into it. When we come back, we'll take all your calls at 503-417-9595. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Time to get there. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each and every Saturday. If you're listening to us on the podcast right now, thanks for listening. But this show is live each Saturday, noon to 2 Pacific time, hour 1 and hour 2. Feel free to join us. The numbers here in the studio where you can join us is 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Make sure you head over to the Facebook page because I tell you what, between now and the end of February, it is going to be hopping. There is going to be more content up there from taking a look at new materials in Boston. I'm going to be in Las Vegas later on next month at the Kitchen and Bath Show, as well as out with a special event with Jenner Appliances as well. So there's going to be a lot of different stuff out there, and I want to help you with some great information and show you kind of what's going on out there because there is a ton. I might even have some of my presentations in Boston up live on the video. So keep an eye out on that. And that's Around the House with Eric G. All right. Now, if you've got a, maybe one of the, you're complaining about a neighbor, you're working with that neighbor, give us a call at 503-417-9595. Or we're talking rodents right now. Same kind of thing. Give us a call at 503-417-9595. All right. We were talking about, right before we went to break, about getting things closed up because I want to make sure that you have a house that is rodent free. I'll tell you what, it has been really rough out there when I've been out to people's homes. And I don't understand, and I do understand. And what I mean by that is I have walked into people's basements and the ammonia from the rodent droppings is burning my nose. But the problem is when you live there, it's normal to you. Your body has adapted. So it's always good to have somebody come in into your home. Maybe it's a friend or a buddy or a relative. Let them know. If you're having rodent problems in the past, ask them when they're in there, hey, have you ever smelled, you know, have somebody else take a look. Because once they get going, if you see one mice, there's a dozen in there. They're everywhere. So make sure that you spend some time looking for them and then going around and really patrolling your property. You know, it's really easy to fix foundation vents. It's not that hard out there. If you've got a screen that is really bad where they're coming through and it maybe got ripped or another something else or just failed, you can go in behind that and actually go in and put a new screen up on the inside. I've done this before. It's not that hard to do it if it's concrete. Some people don't want to have to go in there and cut in and put in a new whole plastic screen and shut off. You can go in on the backside of that crawl space, for instance, and go in there and use some 1x2 on the inside and fasten some good thick mesh up in there that the rodents are going to get through. And that'll keep them from coming in. Some things like that will keep them out of your insulation under the house because you know something? When you're in a crawl space or basement, that air that's down there, where's it going? Right up into your house. And you hear all these different companies out there that are talking about cleaning up your crawl space and that kind of thing because that air is going to use what you breathe. You know, if you go down there and you'll notice this, if someone's working on your crawl space and maybe they're sealing things up, that air, you'll smell it come up to the floor. And if you think about it, if you've ever lived in a house with light tan or cream colored carpet, and if that carpet's been there over 5 years, many times you'll notice this dark little ring right at the edge of the baseboards, right where that, and you go, oh, my carpet cleaner's not getting it or my vacuum's not getting it. Nope. You have an air leak coming up through the floor right there. And what is that? Your carpet is an air filter. So that dirty air that comes up is cutting through right between the wall and, you know, coming through that wall and the floor joint. It's coming up through there, and now it's using that carpet as an air filter. So that dirty air is catching the carpet and making it dirty. So you'll see that with older cream or light-colored carpet. If you've got a darker carpet, it's still probably dirty. You just don't see it. So keeping that air from coming up through there is good. Now, if you've got a home, and I'm going to say this as part of this because it all fits together. If you get down in that crawl space and you're looking at dirt, get some good vapor barrier down there. You don't want to have raw dirt under your crawl space. I want to see a good, thick vapor barrier down there. You can roll out 6 mil plastic, but I like to have the thicker stuff down there. And when in doubt, make sure it's, you know, caulked and sealed and glued together. Because the more you can do of having that as a solid piece of vapor barrier down there, the better off you are. Am I a fan of all this, you know, hermetically sealed crawl space stuff? Not really. If you've got a radon problem, absolutely. That's part of the radon system. If you want to spend the money, that's great. I just don't see the value of it for most people, for the expense of it. Yeah, if you're going to be there for 20 years and you want to have that just dialed in, that's great. But is it for everybody? Yeah, seems a little excessive to me. But that is one of those things that's kind of a homeowner's choice of what you want to do. But like we talked about a few years ago, that will help with radon, keeping that out of your basement, crawl space, or home. But the secret to any of these things is patrolling it. Make sure that you pop open that crawl space every few months. I'd like to see you do it every month. Get in that, stick your head down there, even if it's in that hall closet, pull the stuff out of the back of the closet, open the hatch up or the bedroom closet, stick your head down there. You don't have to get down in there. Just stick your head down through the opening, take a whiff, get a good quality flashlight, look around. If you're able, get down in there and take a look around. Really look for water, look for rodents, look for any of that stuff. If you do that once a month, put on a dust mask. It's pretty brutal down there. But if you get down there and do that, you're going to be able to prevent things from happening. I go down and check mine. I probably with the plumbing that I have in my house, I should be even checking it more often because I've got the CPVC, which loves to just fail on its own. But I've got another program for watching for that. But really, it's just one of those things that you should really just take a look at. It's one of the biggest things you can do preventatively. Those rats, rodents, mice are a severe health hazard when they're there. Nobody wants to be doing that. Now, with squirrels, this is something you got to watch out here in the Pacific Northwest and other places in the country. Take a listen. I really get nervous when you're hearing them on the roof. They will find a little opening and get into that attic up there. And when you get them up in that attic, you got a heck of a mess because you're going to want to go in there and close that up. I mean, you don't want to be cruel to these guys. You don't want to sit there and close them into your attic and make them try to find a place to get out, because now you could double up the damage on that. You're not trying to build a trap with the attic up there. I don't want them into my wiring. I don't want them into my drywall, insulation, all that stuff up there. You want to just kind of get it taken care of. So once you start hearing them moving around the roof, get up there. And if you aren't able to get up on that roof, have a roofing company come out and take a look at it. Make sure that you don't have any open vents or there's a place that they're trying to get into. Because once you get that squirrel house in your house, you got a big problem. So one thing with squirrels too, we had an email here that just came in on our Facebook page, Around the House with Eric G or ATHKXL on Facebook. This was an interesting one. If you've got squirrels trying to build a nest and maybe a front bush or things like that, one, make sure you get the bush trimmed up really well to so it looks good, but you've got some access around the bottom of it. The bigger and out of control that bush is, the more easier it is to do something with it as far as a squirrel nest. Now, make a little noise by it. If you get along and you want to move those things carefully on their way, maybe every time you walk past it, if it's in the front yard, shake it a little bit, make a little noise. If you're bugging them, they're going to move on someplace else that's going to be a little bit out of the way. So that's one of those things that can really help you do it without causing some damage to, I don't want to kill the things. You just want to keep them moving along. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. It's the last segment of the hour and the last segment of the show this week. When we'll talk about a couple little tips just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. Thanks for joining us this week. We've had a lot of fun on this show here. And make sure you follow us here on Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. or at ATHKXL. And you're going to see a bunch of content coming up the next few weeks like we've been talking about. This week was a lot of fun. So I was commenting on Facebook during a Facebook Live. And one of our listeners, Jerry, who's a buddy of mine from a long time ago, he lives in the Tri-Cities, listens to us on KONA, he made a comment on there about, hey, I need something from Quikrete to fix my driveway. I went over to Quikrete's booth and did a Facebook Live of them introducing their brand new Quikrete product. And so what was kind of cool is that they actually have a brand new product out there where you can skim coat concrete. So if you've got that pitted, nasty driveway or walkway or whatever else, this stuff is a 600 PSI product, which means you can literally pressure wash, clean off your driveway, get all the, patch the cracks. The cool thing is you can actually patch it with this same product if you mix it up a little bit thicker, and then you literally mix it up in the bucket, pour it out, you can trowel it or squeegee it right over the top of this. It is so strong that when you do a pull test on it, which means that they actually grab a hold of it with a instrument that measures how many pounds per square inch this pull test is, it will actually pull the concrete away, because concrete fails at about 150 PSI that you have for a driveway. This stuff is 600 PSI, so the old stuff fails before this comes off. So if you do your prep right on this, you can actually skim coat the top of this and do a repair. Now, I'll be honest, if you're going to sit here and pay somebody to come in and do this over the whole top, it might just be easier to put a new one in. But if you're wanting to do driveway repairs, you got an area that's starting to come apart, it's a good way to fix it. But on top of that comment made me go over, and I went, you know, let's go find a product for that. I'm at the World of Concrete, and I had the opportunity to go over and do that. And there's going to be some opportunities like that where I'm going to be at the International Builder Show. We'll be able to dive into that a little bit, which was a lot of fun last year. This year's going to be even funner because I'm not going to be doing as many presentations this year. Last year, I was doing a lot of classes, and so anytime I could go look at something, I had to do it by rushing over and come back. I'm only given one seminar this year with a software company, so that's only going to be a half hour, so it's going to be really easy to do that. So you're going to see a lot more content coming up because I'm on the hunt for a bunch of new products this year, and we'll be able to see some new trends out there as well. And that's kind of some of the fun stuff with going to these shows is we get to see the new stuff, and I get to talk to the people that are out there showing these new things. So stay tuned on Around the House and Around the House Online because you're going to see a bunch of stuff there as well. Coming up, I think this next week on Morgan Day Oregon, I'm going to be doing a review and use segment on drywall anchors. You know, so many people get overwhelmed when they walk into that home improvement store and they go, oh my gosh, there's 32 different kinds of drywall anchors right there. What do I use? I'm going to talk about the ones that rock and the ones that suck, because, you know, I hate to say it, on YouTube, you can find 1,000 videos of people trying to hang their flat screen TV with hollow wall anchors. And then what ends up afterwards is you got a broken TV and a really big drywall patch. So these are things that you don't want to do. And one thing I learned too, it's funny reading packages. There was one package that had this anchor is rated to 80 pounds. I guess it's rated 80 pounds, but you know something? Not in my life would I actually hang something 80 pounds off a drywall. Not going to happen. Not going to do it. That's just not a smart idea, because just because the anchor is rated at 80 pounds doesn't mean that your drywall is good enough, strong enough, or installed correctly to take it. So, word of the wise, even though it says it, I don't trust it. Grab a stud, grab some blocking, and do it right. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, and John Eric Smith, who ran the Communication Center, and Dane Vodder, who is keeping us on track on air. This dude was doing two duties today. I got him some track shoes for this one. Most of all, though, I want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and a renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved, copyright 2019. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast and all the shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.